Jason Brasidlo reporting live from 2007 Arts Beats and Eats, and I'm joined by Mr. Lee Bryce. Hi, how are you today?
I'm great. We're having a big old time out here.
So this is your first time at the festival. What did you think about it so far?
Oh, man, it's great. I've actually never even been to Detroit, so I'm here, and we're having a great time, and it looks like the crowd's really rolling in for Blake, so we're just hanging out.
Were you surprised by the turnout today?
You know what? I never know who's going to know who I am yet or not, you know, and so I'm always happy to see anybody come out. And we had a decent little crowd come out, but those people that came out, I think we had a big old party. We had a good time.
It was a lot of fun today, and I understand you're working on a new album.
Yep, it's pretty much finished, and it's looking like we'll release it in October. It's called Picture of Me. That's the title track, and we're kind of waiting to see what the singles do and see exactly when we're going to put it out, but somewhere late fall, I believe.
You know how many songs will be on that album?
Probably 12 or even maybe 13.
Okay. And what is your favorite song to perform live?
Well, right now, you know, that changes all the time. But right now, it's this new song I wrote that Garth Brooks recorded. And it's called More Than a Memory. And I just personally, it came from a personal spot. So and then vocally, it's a cool thing to do. So I've really been enjoying performing that song, More Than a Memory, that Garth just recorded.
Yeah, that was a huge hit, and it just came out. So
it just came out, and it debuted at number one, which has never been done before, and I don't know if it can ever be done again. I guess I was just in the right place at the right time whenever we wrote that song.
Very good. And you had a number one single yourself with She Ain't Right. And what's the story behind that song?
Well, She Ain't Right, it didn't quite get to number one, but it got in, like, the top 20, but it was a big hit, and... that song is the only song on my record I didn't write, and it's a song that I heard that I just had to have. It was that kind of song that I knew that everybody was going to relate to. So as soon as I heard it, I said, I got to have that one. And so that's the one song on my record I did not write.
Okay. So you're a pretty young guy. Where do you see yourself in the next 10 years?
Well, hopefully back here, except people as far as I can see.
Maybe headlining, right?
Yeah, man, that would be great.
Okay. Thanks for your time.
Awesome, man. Thanks for having me. Bye.